USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors and cleanup is continuing after a monster tornado touched down in Oklahoma. The small town of El Reno was hit hard late on Saturday. It demolished a hotel and ripped through a mobile home park. Survivors described the destruction in the town, which is about 25 miles west of Oklahoma City.
I looked out straight out the window, which was busted, and saw my neighbor's trailer rolling over.
When we got up, the whole house was overturned.
El Reno Mayor Matt White.
We can confirm that we've had two deceased, two fatalities, and we've had 29 transfers to different hospitals. So it's a very serious traumatic event.
The residents say the tornado was so fast they had only a few minutes warning before it hit. Just days ago, the residents of El Reno were battling high water and flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
An official welcome for President Trump to Japan's Imperial Palace. There was a ceremonial highlight of the president's four-day visit to Japan, a meeting with Emperor Norihito, a state visit overshadowed by trade tensions between the two countries. President Trump tweeted that he won't press Japan for trade concessions until after July, when Japan holds parliamentary elections. Earlier, the president had a talk with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Five former Michigan Catholic priests have been charged with sexual abuse. The charges came as part of the state attorney general's ongoing investigation into decades of clergy abuse. The priests serve in Detroit, Lansing, and Kalamazoo. Four of the priests were arrested this week. A fifth one is still awaiting extradition from India. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Facebook is defending its decision to not remove doctored videos of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Millions and millions of people have viewed a video of the California Democrat that makes her appear to be drunk, and YouTube removed the video and duplicates of it. But neither Facebook nor Twitter have done so. An executive for Facebook saying they deemed the video a hoax and dramatically reduced its distribution. However, they say they didn't remove it altogether because they think it's important for people to make their own informed choice on what to believe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's exit was prompted by the failed Brexit. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The pound and British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday. One member of the British public thinks May's departure was well overdue.
She needed to go. She needed to go because it's been so long that she's been messing about. Everyone wants her to go, so it's about time she went. I think it's the best thing she did, to be honest.
Ms. Britt disagrees.
She's a formidable woman, and, you know, for me it's a bit sad, really, that the party weren't supportive as much as it should have been.
Some investors appear to hope it could unblock the political stalemate over Brexit, though analysts warn it could simply mean another delay.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.